Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Well, we've heard some barking in the chat room. How are you doing, pups?
Are they going crazy in there?
I can't find my page now.
I know that I shared a link of somebody's that had sent it to me. It was in regards to a young boy who had, I think it was cerebral palsy, and a senior at a school beat the fuck out of this kid, literally knocked him off his feet, and they showed a picture on Facebook. I want to talk about it, but I need the article so I can post it in the chat room. I hope somebody out there that's in the chat room right now
and I'm looking for
remembers
it.
We're going to... Oh, look.
We got
a couple new people. Awesome. Okay. I'm sorry. Boy, Neil, go ahead. Take back...
You can continue as well. I mean, I think it's just it's just neat, again, what we said about you. Just be yourself and be who you are and find a place where you can be yourself, you know. One of the things that I think is so wonderful about the pansexual community and what's happening today up here, currently now up here in Canada and some areas of the United States, is there's places you can go and be yourself. Like at the point, we have a couple great events in the summertime, which keep growing and growing and growing, where people can come and just be themselves and not worry about being judged or being ridiculed, which is wonderful. Because let's face it, you can't go out in public every day as a pup if you're a pup in full pup gear.
No, that's true.
It just won't happen. But you can find places where you can be a pup and be yourself.
Or in the middle of a regular conversation in a meeting and go, woof.
Yeah.
And then you see everybody else's face and go, what?
All right, present that question to the chat room. How many pups have barked or woofed, or even if a kitty's out there, meowed when they're normal everyday, doing everyday things?
I do it all the time, and I'm not a pup.
Yeah, but you're just weird.
Oh, wow. I can't believe all the pups in there. This is awesome.
Well, yes, this is the pup playground here.
Apparently, this is. Yeah, they're all playing with the ball in there. Let's talk about, I think Slave Wayne mentioned it, what's going on with the HIV thing right now. Basically, the Supreme Court of Canada has made a decision that you don't have to tell your status. It's not, because it used to be where they could charge you if you didn't. As long as you have a low viral load and you're wearing a condom. I think, I'm not sure if it's undetectable or just a low viral load. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, and on medicine.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. Keep talking. That you don't have to.
That you no longer have to disclose if you are HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, some people that are HIV positive or not, it's a weird still situation. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if you are or not. In this day and age, if you don't practice safe sex, you know what the risks are. The biggest problem you're going probably to get is HIV. After that, gonorrhea, syphilis, and so forth and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we're all educated and we're all adult that people should know in this day and age. Yeah, if you are HIV positive and you have to put yourself in that person that every time you meet somebody and it comes a time, when is it the right time to have the talk? Are you going to have the talk?
Right. I found the article. I don't mean to interrupt, Sir Mark. Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that some people with low levels of HIV who use condoms during sex do not need to disclose their condition to their partners. It was a 9-0 ruling. The top court updated a landmark 98 decision that made it a crime if HIV carriers did not reveal their status when there was a significant risk of transmission to a sexual partner. Court ruled Friday that the quote, realistic possibility of transmission of HIV is negated, provided the carrier of the virus has a low viral load and a condom is used during sexual intercourse. Otherwise, HIV carriers have to disclose their status to their partner. So if it's not a low load and obviously no condom, which you're saying that condom you need not just because of HIV. The court also said the new ruling does not preclude the law from adapting to future advances in medical treatment and circumstances where different risk factors are at play. Under the previous law, HIV carriers who don't tell their partners they had the virus could be charged with aggravated sexual assault. The maximum penalty is life in jail. I think I would have to say it's because of medical advancements.
That, and hopefully, I mean, I'd like to give the society and...
Whoa.
Which is scary alone.
No, men are pigs. Men will do anything to get fucked,
pigs,
I'm sorry. Or fuck.
Again, people will use the law to their own advantage. I mean, there has been, you know, HIV and AIDS is no longer a gay problem. It is a worldwide. If you look at all the studies, the rise in HIV transmission is in between the age of 22, I think. Now, I may have my number, up to 18 or whatever, and from women, you know. And the thing is, A, it has to be talked in school. Like it or not, teenagers, kids are having sex. And kids are having sex with older people, and older people are having sex with bisexual people, and so forth. And women are having sex with men, that men are having sex with other men, and vice versa. If you are an adult, or you are actively, sexually active, you need to know what might and what could happen if you don't practice safe sex. Now, there's no excuse. You should be able to know that if you do not practice safe sex, the chances are you are going to be infected by an STD of one way or another, or HIV positive.
And look what's, and another thing, if I might, sir, you look what's happened in the United States. It recently came out south of the border, and I'm sure it's happened up here, is there's been a huge increase in the amount of reported Hep C cases.
Of course.
And now they're saying in the U.S., I forget what the number was, but there's this huge number that they estimate people that have hepatitis C and don't even know it. They're carriers of hepatitis C, and it's like hepatitis C, if you know anything about it, will generally kill you faster than HIV, and there's really no medication for it. You're done. You get hep C, it's going to kill your liver. They may try a liver transplant. There's things they may try. It mutates into cancer. If you're just out there messing around and not using protection, there's even a lot worse things than HIV you can get. Safe sex is the important part.
It is, but you don't have to be out there messing around every day, five times a day. It doesn't matter. It takes one time, and that is the thing. You need to remember to think with your upper head, not the lower head.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. We've been dating for, I don't know, we've been together for 5 years. Live together. We've decided that, you know what, we're going to just not use condoms and because we're with each other. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with that?
Yes.
Okay,
actually,
why?
Because I believe that at one point or another, people do things they don't think. They just don't think. And it would be great to live in a world that, yes, we're going to be responsible and we're going to be monogamous if that's the type of relationship you are in. But men and women sleep. Men and women make mistakes.
Are you sure it's...
And men and men and women and women, it happens.
So you're telling me that all these straight people are fucked, they should all be using condoms?
I'm saying that no. The chances are, if it would be great for you to hope, to believe that you can trust your partner 250%, but the chances are men are pigs, women are pigs, and sometime your urges will act before your brain catches up to it, or you'll use the excuse, well, I was out with my girlfriend or with my buddies, I got a little bit too much to drink, and next thing you know, I was in the park, or I was in the washroom banging a girl, or whatever. It happens.
So answer my question. So do you think that the straight world, they should all be using condoms then?
Yes, I think they should.
Really? That's going to be interesting. I got to get some condom stocks.
Because, no, I mean, the thing is, I don't understand. I mean, you still have women, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. And they look like, they have this look of shock. Oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Okay. Was he using a condom? No. Were you in the pill? No. We used the rhythm method. Okay. But
is that where you push faster than slower?
Yeah,
faster?
You know, it's like, come on.
How about the huge number of young girls that have that HPV virus?
Yes, because now they think that because you're not being penetrated.
You don't get
penetrated,
that using safe sex.
No, exactly, because there's
games. No, 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 no. Human papilloma virus, you can get with a condom.
Yes.
You can still get that with a
because
condom.
Because if the testicle touches the girl's inner thighs or that area, and that's the thing. If you're sexually active, children this day and age need to know that the chances are you are going to get
something.
And
the HPV?
It's not going to only take a little note from your doctor to go to your pharmacy. It's something you're going to have. To take, I would love to do a presentation to go through school, not only HIV, but even regarding HIV, and have a panel of people on stage and educate people and say, now there's 10 individuals here on the stage. Now, class, look here. Who do you think that are standing there on the stage? Who do you think is HIV positive? And now you would have anybody from age 8 to 95 years old. And all kinds of gender and so forth, you would be freaked out who would be walking forward, who you would thought would have been HIV positive and who isn't.
Problem,
think boys and pups.
Problem back in the States is we got those religious teabaggers that won't allow you to talk about that in the schools. So.
But this is Canada.
I know.
And it's break time.
Never seen the threat to my masculinity.